Iditarod 2010 is one for the record books. Lance Mackey crossed the finish line in Nome at 2:59 this afternoon to seize victory in this year's race, creating a new Iditarod record. APRN Iditarod Trail reporter Ellen Lockyer has this update from Nome.
Lance Mackey did it again. He seized victory in this year's Iditarod to claim four championships in a row. Mackey drove his team up Front Street to ecstatic cheers. The 8-day, 23-hour, and 59-minute finish trashes earlier records held by Doug Swingley and by Mackey himself, but does not top Martin Boozer's 8-day, 22-hour finish in 2002, which still stands as the fastest Iditarod. Mackey gave credit to his outstanding team. Two-year-old stars, he said at the finish. They are all heart, he said.
Slow and steady. I don't go very fast, and I've said this before. Maybe once or twice the fastest teams won this race, but rarely does the fastest team ever win a race. But I do believe the best team always wins. So I don't base my training and my breeding program around speed. But I think for the most part, that, you know, I think they got the biggest hearts in the sport. They just their willingness to please and their desire to perform are second to none. They go above and beyond, and they have never ever disappointed me or let me down.
Second place finisher Hans Gott trailed Mackey by about 10 miles out of safety. Gott made it into Nome shortly after 4 p.m. Jeff King, a four-time Iditarod winner, is expected to place third in the race. This year's race to Nome put new emphasis on dog team endurance, with long runs and short rests pushing top drivers almost a day ahead of the rest of the pack. In Nome, I'm Ellen Lockyer.
At last check, GPS showed Jeff King less than 5 miles from Nome. King led for much of the race and praised his team, but said they needed more rest than Mackey's in the final push to the finish. Ken Anderson is expected into Nome after King. John Baker, Hugh Neff, Ramey Smith, Sebastian Schnula, Dallas Seavey, and Mitch Seavey round out the top 10 in the standings. So far, 14 mushers have scratched, and 54 are still on the trail. Rookie Hank DeBruin currently holds the Red Lantern. He is resting at the Nulato checkpoint, almost 350 miles from Nome.